Hello?
Hello, this is Emily. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I can't understand you.
We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes, I am.
When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, as independent, or something else?
Democrat.
There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Rolando Gutierrez to see which one would take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in these Democratic primaries, probably, or wait until November to vote in general elections?
I will be voting in the primary.
Okay. Tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or the following people, organization, Nathan Johnson. Very favorable?
I don't know.
Okay. Clay Jenkins?
Clay Jenkins?
Yes.
I don't remember the options, but very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Jasmine Simon?
What was the name again?
Jasmine Simon?
I don't know.
Roland Gutierrez?
Who?
Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. Planned Parenthood?
Who?
Planned Parenthood?
I don't know.
Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know who that is.
John Kirk?
I don't know who that is.
Victoria Neven?
Don't know.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
Okay. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Education, Governor Abbott voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools, and not increase teacher pay. Abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denials and tweaks to democracy. Local control, state Republicans for ending local laws on drug control, funding and worker rights. Guns, sensible guns, sales law requiring red flags, mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Which one of the following do you care about the most?
I couldn't hear all of them. I don't know.
Education, abortion, voting rights, local control, or guns?
I have to pick one?
Yes.
Gun control.
Okay. And what is the most important issue? Education, abortion, voting rights, and guns?
Abortion.
Okay. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House did you prefer? One with the most liberal position on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message?
I don't know what you said.
Okay. Rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jacqueline Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or doesn't impact your opinion. Jacqueline is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who know the value of hard work and giving others a shot of living in the American dream. Definitely vote for it. Okay. Jacqueline will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect senator epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely vote. Okay. Jacqueline Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms, with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Okay, I'm just going to be done with this. I can't understand anything you're saying. I'm just going to be done.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.